ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் த ஆங்ஸ்ட் இன் அ லேடி ப்ரொபெல்லிங் ஹர் ஆன் அன் அன்திங்கபிள் பாத் ஆஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் குறுந்தொகை 11 பென் பை மாமூலனார். தி வேர்ஸ் இஸ் சிச்சுவேட்டட் இன் த ட்ரைலன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பாலை அண்ட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இன் த வாய்ஸ் ஆஃப் த லேடி டு ஹர் ஹார்ட் ஆஸ் ஹர் கான்ஃபிடான்ட் லிசன்ஸ் நியர் பை. கோடையீர் இலங்குவளை நெகிழ நாளும் பாடு இலக்களிலும் கண்ணோடு புலம்பி இங்கு இவன் உரைதலும் உய்குவம் ஆங்கே எழு இனி வாழி என் நெஞ்சே. முனாது குள்ளை கண்ணி வடுகர் முனையது வல்வேர்கட்டி நல் நாட்டு உம்பர் மொழிபெயர் தேயத்தராயினும் வழிபடல் சூழ்ந்திசின் அவருடை நாட்டே. த சென்ட் ஆஃப் பைனிங் இஸ் திக் இன் த ஏர். Even as it opens, the verse highlights the characteristic Sangam image of shining bangles slipping away, as can be seen in Ilangu Valai Negila. In addition to this, we learn that the bangles are crafted from conch shells, as echoed by the words kodu eer. Phrases such as kalilum kannodu, meaning with tear-filled eyes, and pulambi, meaning lament, accentuate the mood of suffering. A dynamic call to action can be heard in the words aange ezhu, which means rise, let us go. The hunting tribe of Wadugar that we encountered in Natrinai 212 make an appearance here too. A historic character greets us as well in the reference Valveer Katti, referring to Katti, skilled marksman of spears. An intriguing phrase Molibayar Teyattar, meaning speaking in an unknown language, informs us that the Sangam folks travel far enough to hear different languages being spoken. Ending with the words Avarudai Naatte, meaning his country, the verse invites us within. Where will this path take us? Let's delve into the context to get a glimpse of it. The man and lady had been leading a love relationship when the man parted away to gather wealth for their wedding. At this time, the lady suffered in anguish, pining for him. One day when a friend was nearby, she turns to her heart and says, "My glowing bangles carved out of conch shells slip away, and my eyelids unable to come together make my eyes shed tears. Escaping from living in such a state, let us go, rise up my heart. May you live long. Behold the kullai flowers right before us. These are worn as garlands by Wadugars, and close to their region is the good country of that valiant strong-speared Katti. Even if my man is beyond Katti's domain in a faraway country where they speak unknown languages, I have decided to go thither." With these words, the lady expresses the torment within that seems to be taking her in an extreme direction, and perhaps hopes the confidant will take some steps on her behalf. There are layers to unravel in this little verse, which starts by zooming onto the lady's bangles that seem to not stay in place, the first indicator of the lady losing her health and beauty. A moment to be mindful of those glowing white bangles intricately carved out of conch shells. Speaking of which, it's interesting how this art of making bangles from conch shells has migrated east to the city of Kolkata today, where the making of Shankha bangles is a cottage industry. Moving on, we hear the lady remarking about her sleepless eyes that are continually shedding tears. Deciding enough is enough, she commands her heart to rise up and get moving. When we ask her where she's off to, the lady first points to the hoary basil flowers growing nearby and then connects that to the tribe of Wadugars who wear the same as garlands. We can recollect from Natrinai 212 that the Wadugars are a tribe who wield harsh sounding drums and hunt with dogs. The lady has mentioned about this tribe only to say that close to their region is the country belonging to Katti, a feudal lord who was said to be valiant in wielding spears. First, the lady talks of Wadugars, whom we saw were tribes living in the Vengadam Hills, which are the present-day Tirupati Hills in the state of Andhra Pradesh. She also talks of Katti and his domain close to this region. Then she takes us farther away to the lands beyond and says, even if the people there speak languages she does not understand, she has made up her mind to travel there to follow and find a man. The entire song seems like a cry to do something, anything. Hearing this, probably the confidant will send word to the man to hasten his return, or perhaps through that expression the lady would find some relief. What's interesting in this verse is the reference to an unknown language. Could it refer to the Telugu language, which too is said to have descended from a common ancestor of South Indian languages? All inspiring to ponder on the past and how those paths led to our present. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.